My name is Henry Holliday, and I'm here with Jack Orlando. And I just needed to ask him a few questions about his thoughts on the privacy policy of different apps and how those may be incorporated into his daily use of those apps and how that may affect how he sees those apps. Jack, how would you define a privacy policy?
Well, Henry, I would define a privacy policy as that app's way of making sure that their users are safe and secure and, you know, not in any danger from hackers or potential threats on the internet, which today's age, you know, everyone knows very, very common across all forms, whether that be their identity being taken or someone pretending to be someone else and then, you know, trying to get certain information from them. And it's really just trying to keep their users safe, I think.
I agree. With that being said, you obviously know a lot about a privacy policy and how important they are. How often do you find yourself reading the privacy policy of, let's say, Snapchat or Instagram or any of those apps that you use?
To be honest, Henry, when it comes to actually reading the privacy policy, I don't think I've ever actually gotten more than 3 words into it. I think I scroll all the way down to where I can find a degree or, you know, just check every box to get me where I need to be as fast as possible and start using the app. You know, I don't actually read the terms and conditions, but, you know, hopefully I trust the app that I'm using, but, you know.
Do you think this has made a difference in the way you use the app? Do you think people should be required to read it?
I think it depends on what app you're using. In terms of an app like Snapchat, where you're commonly, you know, taking pictures of yourself and, you know, sharing what location you're at the current time, and, you know, it's really exposing a lot about yourself, I think that the key terms in a privacy policy you should definitely know. Like, there should be 3 headlines bolded, underlined, right at the top of the policy, and the more technical stuff should be towards the bottom that people obviously won't have to read.
And then finally, now that you realize obviously that there are privacy policies before each app and that you know the importance of it, do you think you'll be more inclined to skim over it a little bit better and read it a little bit more?
I think I may, Henry. I think you've really turned me, and I think it may be worth it to give those forms another look and really know what I'm signing up for.
Thank you very much, Jack.
No problem.